I have not talked on this program for quite a while in the opening monologue about just some basic discipline ideas. I drifted toward talking about broader psychological, social, emotional issues. I use that word with tentativeness. So I want to kind of drop back a little bit and talk about just some particular discipline matter that comes up. Shrinks, I think, as a general rule, are not comfortable with discipline. They don't like it. They acknowledge that it's important and you have to have it as a parent. But they don't like it. They're uncomfortable with it. I'll give you a small example of this. Most psychologists, most counselor types, child development people, social workers, family doctors, pediatricians, they're okay with timeout. Although a lot of child development people are not okay with timeout. They don't like it. But for the most part, timeout is kind of like spanking used to be. Way back, way, way, way back in the old days, the 1970s, most people were okay with spanking. Even the experts were. Now, they don't like spanking, and it's moving towards the same attitude toward timeout. Why do I think this? I'll give you a small example. When you read any expert making a recommendation about timeout, and timeout, come on, put it in shirt sleeve English, sitting on the steps, gone to the corner, putting your head down at the dining room table, sitting on a couch, some form of quiet semi-isolation. They'll say, well, in behavior like that, a brief timeout, look at it, I guarantee you 90% of the time when they suggest timeout, it's a brief timeout. And for those experts who still think that spanking has its place as a discipline option, they'll say things like a light swat on the bottom. Light swat. So that just kind of shows, you read through it, it sort of shows the shrinks are not comfortable with discipline, especially what was once traditional discipline and was accepted. That's why there's so much emphasis on sticker charts, so much emphasis on iMessages, so much emphasis on win-win scenarios. If you read an article, parenting magazine, parenting book, and they recommend timeout, by and large, almost all of them will not deal with what happens when the child refuses to go to the corner, to sit on the steps, go to the couch. They assume automatically that the kid is just going to say, "What, mother, did you want me to go to that intersection of two walls? I'll set the timer for you, lest you forget, because I'm pretty quiet over there, and you can even not realize I've been there." Okay. I remember when a couple of my kids were in preschool. This is way back. The teacher sent home an article. What to do when your child refuses time out. I thought, whoa! This is the first article of this type I've read. They generally don't like to talk about a kid refusing time out. Although most of them will. All but the most sensitive, easygoing freebies, mulligan rounds from God, will refuse time out. They'll resist it. Why do they want to go? They don't want to go there. Well, I read the suggestions. One was, play a game with the child in time out. Another was, tell the child you really don't like being refused. Let them know your feelings. Another, and this was one that has come from, I've experienced this coming from some traditional, very traditional psychologists that you would think would have a view of discipline as somewhat similar to what most parents have. The instant that the child leaves time out, immediately say, "You have my permission to leave," which is supposed to convey to the child that, in fact, you have now taken control of the situation. The child didn't leave of their own volition. No, you as the authority figure gave them permission. See? Cool, right? Not one suggestion on how to react in discipline if the child refuses at age 4 to go stand in the corner, at age 3 to go sit on the couch, at age 8 to go stand in the corner, at age 12 to go to her room. Not one. And I thought to myself, boy, oh boy, I better put out Monopoly and chutes and ladders, maybe a little bit of Boggle on the kitchen table, just in case they don't want to stay in time out. I want to have a wide selection of games to play with them. Or I better get quicker, because sometimes they've left time out and are already in another room and they can't hear me when I say, you have my permission to leave. You do. The experts do not deal head on with discipline defiance. So many of the articles, so many of the books say if you talk correctly, if you're pretty savvy in how you approach it, the children are simply going to cooperate. Because why? They're naturally cooperative creatures. Okay, that's a bad premise to begin with. Anybody who's had a child knows they're not naturally cooperative. They want to do what they want to do when they want to do it, as much as they want to do it. And if you got a kid who's naturally cooperative, don't brag about it to other parents. They do not want to hear this. They will not like this. They will see this as you taking credit for this naturally sweet human being. Give the credit to God. He wired him that way. My point is, be careful. Because the experts make you feel guilty. Obviously, if your child refuses time out, the problem, my dear Sherlock, I don't know who said this, lies in the stars.